possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
There goes the two boys, the two great boys of the Bay Area, the best sports show on town.
On 95.7 The Game.
Get out of here!
No, we're not going anywhere. Although Dibs did. Dibs actually took that to heart.
Get out of here!
Get out of here!
Gone!
Right. But Grandy's here. And so we're going to hang today and tomorrow, and we're going to have some fun. Great to have Dee Winters on the show. If you missed that, Odyssey app, YouTube, we'll have some pieces of it later on in the show as well. Greg Cosell was on yesterday and weighed in on Juwan Jennings. And then... in what I found to be a delightful exchange.
He was already your favorite. He just absolutely took another leap forward in your mind. I can tell.
I found it to be a delightful
exchange. You get all smiley when you think about Greg Cosell now.
Well, this was unprompted. I didn't even do this. This has my fingerprints are nowhere near this. But unprompted, Greg Cosell launched into what turned into about 4 minutes of content about the wonders of Brock Purdy. Coming from a national, objective tape watcher.
There's no one more objective than Greg Cosell. You're right about that.
So anyway.
Just saying.
Y'all get to do what you want with it. But I know what I did with it. I snuggled with it in bed last night.
I can tell.
I did. Yeah. So anyway, we'll play that for you in a little bit. But first, it is announcement time. Ladies and gentlemen. Please lend us your ears and do something that no one does in 2025. Focus for a minute. Just give us your attention and put your phone down. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 2025 95.7 The Game Red and Gold Summit. And it is happening on Thursday, September 4th. Live from King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. That's right. Right there in the shadow of the team we follow, me and Dibs will be live from 2 to 4. And then the summit, that's with all the hosts, will be from 4 to 6. So Steiny and Goo and Shasky and Spadoni are all going to be there. All of us in one room talking it out. And we invite you to come over for the hang. Hang with us as we get you ready for the 2025 football season. Great food, great place. Your chance to hang with all of the hosts. We love a high five and a pick. That's Thursday, September 4th, King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Come out and get the season started with a bang. This is a beautiful area, by the way. If you're not familiar, those of you who live in the South Bay, you know. You get to experience the ultimate in shopping, dining, and entertainment at Westfield Valley Fair. Your game day destination. Catch all the games this season at King's Fish House, the go-to spot for fans. And it is especially going to be your go-to spot on this particular day, which, oh, by the way, is the NFL opener day.
Yep, Dallas like, at Philly the season, that night.
The season will kick off right in the middle of one of our points. Like, I'm gonna say it's going to be Shasky. I don't know why.
I'm taking bets. Okay. I'm taking action.
Yeah.
Who will be interrupted by the beginning of the NFL season?
Who will be interrupted by the beginning of the NFL season? That's a good question. But who's the one who is talking as the ball goes into the air? Dibs is a huge underdog.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You get some good odds there.
Yeah, you can go with that if you want. But come join us, and it's going to be kind of in an outdoor area with an overhang that's in the back of King's Fish House. And like we mentioned, there'll be, there'll be some refreshments, let's just say that way. We're going to get you all taken care of. I think, as always, when we do this, there'll be some wonderful prizes on hand. But mainly, we would just love to hang and talk football. As the football season starts, we will be 3 days away from Niners Seahawks.
I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Red and Gold Summit.
How many over under one half standing ovations for Steiny?
Oh.
He tends to try to take over these events.
He does, but he also does it by ripping the fans.
That's his way. They love it.
They do. Worthless. They do. Like, he's literally, someone from the crowd will have an opinion and he'll be like, good opinion, but you're a listener, so you don't count in this world. Like, he'll say things like that, and then somehow people are like, yeah!
Steiny!
So, who knows? Who knows?
How many wows from Goo?
Oh, God.
Over under 12 30, and a half.
36 and a half. I mean, you know, sports. Like, anyway.
In those environments, you get a lot of them. Yeah.
Yeah. And then everybody starts to, you know, like, oh, I'm going to lay out because everyone else is talking too much and this, that, and the other. I won't mention hosts. I've had, because I always moderate these things because it's during 2 to 6.
Yeah.
So, like, whatever. That's, you know, like, I moderate these things, and multiple hosts have, like, called me after summits to be like, dude, I'm sorry that this went that way or that we said that. And I'm like, whatever. Whatever.
That's
whatever.
What these are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at one point, Dibs will say something. He will. I promise you.
Just make sure you're listening for both hours because you might miss it.
You got to listen to the whole summit. Red and Gold Summit, September 4th, Thursday, Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Eagles and Cowboys will kick off like two-thirds into our summit. And then Dibs and I will be doing our regular show before that from 2 to 4. So it is always a hack at these summits to not make it about the two other shows, but to come get a seat during the Willie and Dibby only hours.
Get the good viewing area.
That's when you're going to get a good seat. That's when you're going to get a really good seat.
I know I've been having a lot of fans, a lot of listeners come up and ask, when is there going to be some kind of event, whether it's a summit or not, in the South Bay?
There it is.
This is the one.
You ask, you receive. Bazinga.
Thursday, September 4th. Willard and Dibs live beginning at 2, summit beginning at 4.
I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait. And we're going to make the pilgrimage. And we will have a very good time. And then there's no doubt, I don't know about y'all, it'll probably be right there at King's Fish House, but I ain't leaving when this thing's over. There's a football game on. Yeah, Christy and I, we're not leaving until that football game's over.
Go grab a beer and put your feet up.
I'm not leaving.
Oh, yeah. Hey, where the hell did you get that one? You ever, like, I know Goo gets into this sometimes, like, and I don't know if our listeners know this. Like, I'm on, and you're one of the, you cross over, like, because you do that.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I don't even know what you have in there.
And a lot.
Right. So when you pull out a new one, and it's just right there at the tip of your fingers at the right time, like, how do you do that?
I don't think I've ever done the board for this show.
Yeah, like, when, I mean, how long have you even worked here, Risotto?
I don't even know.
Yeah, like, I mean,
a year, right?
How are you pulling stuff like that? That I've worked here for 4 years. I've been in the market for 6, 7. I've been in the business for a billion. I've never heard that once.
Are you saying that because I'm inexperienced?
Again.
That's J.J. Redick.
Where the hell?
The I Ain't Leaving. Was that DiCaprio in Wolf of Wall Street? I think that's exactly what it was.
Nice pull. Yeah. That's a good scene.
Very good scene.
That's a good scene. Good Lord, people are on drugs and alcohol in that movie. Quite a bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. And I bet some will be at King's Fish House during the Red and Gold Summit. I can see behind your eyes, some of you. I know who you are. But anyway, come join us. Westfield Valley Fair. These are always...
Summits are always awesome.
They're so fun. If you've ever been to one, if you've never been to one, they're so fun. And yes, especially you listeners, we hear it every time. Like, oh, come to the... And we've done the East Bay, and I don't think we've done the North Bay yet. Like, we haven't done one in the city yet, but there's all... Like, I get it. This is a big place. But the South Bay, we get that a lot. Like, when are you coming to the South Bay? Well, the answer is September 4th.
Thursday, September 4th, the day the NFL season begins.
And I have a second mini announcement.
Oh.
I have a second mini announcement about something that's going to happen the day before the Red and Gold Summit.
What's happening the day before the Red and Gold Summit?
Our favorite human being on the whole planet is coming on the show.
Who's that?
Who's my favorite human being on the whole planet? Don't say Dibs. And yes, other than Christy and people I'm related to.
I mean,
my favorite
Great Cosell took a giant step yesterday.
He is top five. He's top five. He's tier one.
S tier, as the kids say.
Who is my favorite person in this entire industry?
Brock Purdy?
No, in the industry.
Oh.
In the industry.
I don't know.
Is YouTube guessing?
Hey.
He's tier two, but I love him.
Tier two.
Well, I mean, he's on the payroll. So it's different. Ladies and gentlemen, every Sunday morning at about 9:55, if your last name is Willard, you gather around. You gather around like it's Christmas. It's like you gather around like there's a tree and gifts in the living room, even though the only thing that's there is a television set.
Oh, I know now. Okay.
And then the music starts. And then my favorite human being in the industry stares right into your eyes and yells at you that for the next 7 hours... Everything that you want in your sports life is about to unfold. Thank you very much. His name is Scott Hansen.
Or as your kids call him, Uncle Scott.
Or as my kids call him, God. He will be on this show the day before the season starts.
Wednesday, September 3rd. Wednesday, all right.
This is about as advanced of a booking as we do. There's only a few people we would do this for.
He's one of them.
And he's one of them.
I can't wait for that.
It's a good week that's shaping up.
I can't wait for football, but also those two things.
Yeah. And I think we got Monday off. So that really, I'm digging this week. Let's see. Monday off, Scott Hansen Wednesday, Summit Thursday.
That'll do.
Friday, Football Friday. Woo, baby. Let's go.
We're going to be fading the divers on Friday.
Fade
the divers Thursday, too.
Every day. All right. Next segment, we give you the keyword. 95.7 The Game and Splash at Thrive City, giving you the chance to host your fantasy draft party in a private room for you and up to 14 friends. Loaded draft day food stations, a dedicated server. We'll got the Wi-Fi all taken care of. We'll be there. Willard and Dibs will be there. We're going to hang out with you next Tuesday night, August 26th. We'll do our whole show there. You're going to need a keyword to text to 20357, and we will give you that code word coming up in the next segment. Thank you to Splash at Thrive City for the great prize. We're sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. We can give you both what Greg Cosell said about Juwan Jennings. and the Purdy part. The part that I snuggled with last night.
Oh, God.
Next on Willard and Dibs.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Woo! I can just feel it, man. This is about to get good. Bleep the Giants for not getting us all the way to the finish line, but we've arrived at fine. We don't need it. We're almost there. We'll be fine.
Did you know we have college football this weekend?
I do. And it's a big one, right?
I forgot off the top of my head.
There is a
ranked matchup this weekend.
No, but the big one is next weekend.
Yeah, that's next weekend. We have Ohio State, Texas.
Ohio State,
is
Texas.
Next weekend. Iowa State, number 22, Kansas State, number 17, Saturday at 9 a.m. from Dublin, Ireland.
Ooh, is Purdy going?
I don't think so.
Why not? He got nothing to do for the next 2 weeks. Bubble wrap. Bubble wrap.
Go all the way to Dublin, Ireland to watch Kansas State knock off the Cyclones.
Brother, I mean, if we're going to sit here and talk about 49er injuries, I don't need this getting any worse. Bubble wrap the quarterback.
Stanford, Hawaii on Saturday at 4:30. Live from Honolulu.
At 4:30?
Yeah, Pacific.
I like my Honolulu game at 10 o'clock at night.
Please, come on.
That's much more of a Honolulu 10 o'clock at night. how are the picks going and can I win all my money back? That's kind of more my speed when there's
9 a.m. To 6 p.m. Right. Went really terribly.
As Larry Beal would say, aloha means goodbye. Yeah, but sometimes it can
aloha
mean...
Aloha means opportunity.
Hello. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, keyword to win your draft at Splash at Thrive City coming up in the next... what do you say?
15 minutes?
15 minutes.
Yeah, something like that.
All right. Coming up in the next 15 minutes. If you're just joining us, the Red and Gold Summit has been announced. It'll be Thursday, September 4th, live from King's Fish House, Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Cannot wait to see many, if not all, of you there. Make your plans. And isn't it beautiful? There's an NFL game that night. So if you need that in order to get the excuse that you need to tell whoever you need to tell that you're not coming home, whether it's the spouse.
It's a special NFL kickoff event.
Exactly,
come on.
Exactly. And so if it's the boss, if it's the spouse, if it's your parents, whatever.
This is a holiday in our world.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So
as is every Sunday the rest of the year too. But
yeah, use the Cowboys and the Eagles as an excuse if you want. And come see us. So we're very, very much looking forward to that. All right, a couple of things here. Greg Cosell was on yesterday. And before we dive fully in, we do want to open up the lines, 888-957-9570. We'll take your calls right now on that question. How imperative is Juwan Jennings to this season? What I'm having a hard time doing is separating the beginning of the season from the season. Mm. And so it feels so desperate right now to have Juwan out there because the entire wide receiver room is beset by injury. And I don't know how many of you even heard this or even care, but one of the depth pieces, a veteran, Russell Gage, who was probably at least going to be on the team earlier in the year, he's now popped up injured too. And so you gave the list of healthy wide receivers.
You want to hear him?
After Ricky Pearsall, I really don't.
Well, I'll give him to you anyway.
Yeah, do it anyway.
So you got Ricky. Sky Moore, who was just acquired and showed up mid-practice today. The trade has officially been finalized. He passed his physical. Robbie Chosen, you probably know him more as Robbie Anderson. Isaiah Hodgins, Bay Area kid, hasn't done much in the NFL. Junior Bergen, seventh-round rookie out of Montana, who's not really a receiver. Niners are thinking he might make the roster only as like a kicker-punt returner. Who knows? He might not even make the roster. Malik Turner, who last caught a pass in the NFL in 2021. And Malik Knowles, who they just signed off the street yesterday.
I mean,
that's the group of healthy wide receivers right now, or non-suspended wide receivers right now.
Halfway through that, you started bringing up names that I don't even know what to do with.
I could have made up names. You wouldn't know any better.
Completely. Yeah. What was the last one? Beyonce Knowles?
There's two Maliks, Malik Turner and Malik Knowles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, who's that?
Exactly.
I know who Malik Turner is. I do not know who Malik Knowles is. Anyway, whatever. So
that's kind of the point.
That's the situation. And then we all know that as the season unfolds, then there's DeMarcus Robinson, and then there's eventually Brandon Ayuk, and quite frankly, there is Juwan Jennings. Like, he's on the team, and I don't know about the whole injury versus contractual or what have you. I don't think he's going to be willing to miss games, but my concern is that he will show up for games, and at a certain point, they're going to put him in there, and I don't like it when players miss camp because they usually underperform and get hurt.
We saw it last year.
Yeah.
Brandon Ayuk. You remember the drops he had in week one? You were at that game.
Oh, yes, I do. He got booed.
In the corner of the end zone.
He got booed. I don't care what anybody says. He got booed.
And that kind of continued because he got hurt, what, week six?
Six, yeah.
You could kind of tell by then he was kind of getting his feet under him and it seemed smoother, but the beginning was bad and the Niners got off to a bad start that year. And if he's in camp the whole time, maybe he's better and they win a couple more games. Who knows? The season was probably doomed anyway. But his performance specifically was not aided by that. You could possibly point to Trent Williams too. Trent Williams wasn't in camp at all last year. And he missed 7 games last year, only played in what, 10 games, whatever it was. So I don't know if there's a direct line there, but at least last year it seems like it was. Yep. And you might go into the same situation where you have Juwan, even if he comes back the final week of training camp, a week before week one, yeah, is he out there and ready to go for week one? Yeah, probably, but is he completely ready for a football game?
And wide receivers, no. Yeah. I mean, even go back to Nick Bosa the year before that where it was like there's a ramp up and it was just underwhelming and kind of wobbly, and there were nagging injuries. I know he didn't have a huge one, but, you know, last year, all we talk about with this receiver core was their inability to separate. Like, the 49ers had such problem with separation, and Juwan's not a separate guy anyway. He's a big body who can make a catch in traffic, but I got to think, like, dude, if you're missing even a quarter step, that's monstrous in the wide receiver world.
Oh, yeah.
It's just monstrous. And so, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you do with Juwan, even if he does show up in a week and a half. I say show up. He's there already, but, like, gets his uniform and gets out on the practice field for game week. Do you play him?
I think you have to.
Ay.
Because you're looking at having to play Robbie Chosen.
Used to be Robbie
alongside
Anderson.
Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think everything you laid out is accurate, and the need for Juwan is gigantic. Like, they need Juwan. Whether or not their wide receiver room is healthy, frankly, they need Juwan. Like, they need Juwan out there. We just talked to D. Winters, and he says, yeah, the expectation is to win a Super Bowl. And, okay, what else is he going to say? But if you're trying to win a Super Bowl, you need Juwan to be one of your top three receivers this year. He absolutely has to be. So with that said, and how much he is needed, I think it's telling that we have not seen any movement in terms of a contract negotiation, and it hasn't even been talked about at all publicly. Like, I can think back to last year with Ayuk, 2 years ago with Bosa, year prior to that with Deebo Samuel. Those played out more publicly than this one has, and those are obviously big money deals. It's a little different than this, but it was a question almost every single time Shanahan spoke, the few times Lynch would speak, you know, so how are the contract negotiations going with those guys? They're not talking about it as a contract thing at all with Juwan. They're talking about it as injury related. He's got to get back out to practice.
Well, and that's one of the main reasons. The two reasons this sounds so different are kind of what you're indicating. This is not as high profile of a situation, and actually maybe call it three reasons. He's not on social media talking about it, which neither were Nick Bosa or Trent Williams, but Brandon Ayuk certainly was.
There was no question
Deebo was in his situation. Juwan has been very quiet, handled it very, very maturely, all of that. But yes, they're at least able to hide. I don't know if that's a fair word.
Yeah.
But they're able to hide behind this calf injury, which they won't talk much about. They won't put a timeline on it. We don't know much about it. We just know that the MRI shows, you know, there it is. But those who are tapped in are suggesting that this is at worst, or at best, whichever way you want to look at it, only partially about injury. And the more mysterious it gets, and the quieter it gets, and the longer it goes, the more I believe this is not about his calf.
I agree. Like, the way that the Niners are talking about it, the way that Shanahan reacts when he's asked about Juwan's availability, and it's this, like, I don't know, open term. Yeah. His availability. Yeah. Is that because of the injury or is it because of the contract? I don't know. But the way that Shanahan is talking about, it's almost as if the Niners are just trying to wipe from existence his desire to get a new contract. Like, they're just treating him as a guy with an injured calf. And they hope that he's back soon because he's going to need to start practicing if he's going to play week one. And it seems to me, Willard, that the 49ers are negotiating this contract extension hope for Juwan by just not even negotiating it at all.
Yep.
They're just cutting off all talks, and they're saying, you're playing on this deal. Whenever your calf is ready, whenever you want to give up, we're here and waiting, but you're not getting this contract. And it sucks for Juwan because Juwan is the perfect Niner Shanahan wide receiver. This is just, though, not a negotiation about Juwan Jennings. This is a negotiation about the 3-4 Niners that are getting ready to do this next year and 2 years from now. This is about the Niners setting a new precedent and saying, all right, you young, important players on our roster that want more money soon, don't follow what Nick Bosa did. Don't follow what Brandon Ayuk did. It's not going to work anymore.
And I think that's silly. I really do. The bottom line is this, and I'm not saying that the 49ers should pay him. That's not what I'm saying. But if you basically have a company that is using its leverage to hold a very good employee under their thumb, and the basic idea behind it is we don't want to set a bad precedent for a bunch of other people. In other words, a complete hypothetical. Gee, have you ever had that? Anybody listening, have you ever had that happen to you? I know I have, where a company will just hold you under its thumb and say, we're not going to let you do that because we can do that to you. And we know damn well you're powerless in this situation. Mm-hmm. And the reason we're doing it is not because you've done anything wrong. It's not because you don't deserve what you are asking to do. It is because we are going to say, we are going to convince ourselves that if we say yes to you, then everybody else.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
In the world, we have to say yes to. No, you don't. Say no to them. Well, by the way, if you do say no to Juwan, it's not going to stop the next person from asking for more money. This is what NFL players do, and there's two reasons they do it. One, they get hurt every day, mm-hmm. And the second reason they do it is because you, NFL, you set it up this way. You're the ones that won't do guaranteed deals. You're the ones that leave all this flimsy stuff on the back end of contracts. And then you get mad at them when they overperform and say, hey, I'd like a little something for the effort. I had somebody text us yesterday when I had this point and say, wow, like, why do you think that players don't have to hold up their end of the bargain on a contract? Mark, like you keep saying that teams sometimes don't hold up the contract. And he's like, yes, they do. Have you ever seen the check not clear? And I'm like, have you ever seen someone get cut in the middle of camp when they've got 2 or 3 years left on their deal?
Happens all the time.
I have. So again, I'm not saying the Niners should buckle. I'm simply saying that this angle people take on Juwan is really unfair. He is doing exactly what he should do based on the way the system is set up, even though it damn well probably won't work, because the big boy always has the end leverage. Always.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying what the Niners are doing is good for Juwan and good for the player. It's not. It's good for the organization. They're doing what they think is good for the organization. And, yeah, they could say yes to Juwan, and Juwan gets an extension close to what he was looking for, and you know, he's happy. He's back in camp. Niners as a football team are better for this year. All of that can be true. And then who knows? D. Winters has a great year this year, and yep. Then he holds out next year. And the Niners could say no to D next year too, but it's not just about saying no. It's about avoiding the situation in the first place where you have a gigantic long holdout that hurts your team to begin a football season.
By the way,
that hurt them last year with Ayuk.
No doubt.
It hurt them with Bosa the year prior.
Isn't the word precedent a funny one, though? Because think about it this way. If Juwan, if they'll sit down, and this is what companies do, they'll sit down and say precedent. This is what we're worried about this, because if we do this, then we got to do it for the next 12 people. Why can't Juwan say, you're the one who already set the precedent?
Well, that's why they're trying to set a new precedent now.
And Juwan has every right to say, why with me?
Of course he does.
Why am I the one who suddenly has to be the face of you changing the way you do your business?
Bad timing, Juwan.
Well, we just
had to say bye to Dre Greenlaw and Talanoa Hufanga, and we don't want to have to go through that again.
And I get Juwan saying, you want to talk about bad timing? Good luck against the Seahawks with Sky Moore and somebody named Malik.
Which is why I think the next news we hear about all of this is Juwan either saying, you know what, fine, I'm showing up and I'm practicing again, or I'm now demanding a trade.
Well,
like, I think that's where this goes next.
They already once said that if he didn't get what he wanted, that's what he was going to do.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for the update on that.
And I don't know about demand, but he said ask. Like, I also think this, I don't think that there is a bone in Juwan's body that is like Brandon's. I don't think he has that in him. Juwan is the one who it went out from Schefter that it was like he wants a new deal. And if they don't give him a new deal, he's probably going to ask for a trade.
I have it right here.
And then the next week, he showed up at camp.
Niners wide receiver Juwan Jennings, who is scheduled to make $7.5 million this season in the final year of his deal, wants a new contract or a trade, per sources.
Right. And then what did he do? Then he showed up.
And he was practicing.
And we haven't heard a word from him, because I just don't think he's wired this way. He is a team dude. I remember when the game against the Rams last year is the only example you need. He had the game of his career.
In LA, yep.
And he was livid after the game and didn't want to have anything to do with talking about it because they lost. Juwan is a tremendous team guy. It's what, like, think about even the way he plays.
Do you remember his numbers in that game?
Oh my God, dude. Did he go over 200 yards?
11 catches on 12 targets, 175 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
Dude. And he was not happy. Even though his career had just changed.
Yep.
But he wasn't happy because the team lost. It's why he blocks downfield. This is the way his brain is wired. He's a team guy, and he doesn't want to make waves. And what I've noticed in life, including my own, is a lot of times when people are wired that way, they get taken advantage of. And again, I know 80% of you are lined up with this whole, like, he signed a contract. Yeah, great. That's not life. That's not how any of you operate. It's not how I operate. You would like, in theory, to go to your family or your bosses or whoever, and when there's a situation that doesn't quite feel good to you, you'd like to have a conversation and a little openness for movement. And all of you who are lined up to be like, negotiate the CBA better. Right, like one guy has the power to do that in a league of thousands where most of them are special teamers whose career is about 2 years long and they need every dollar they can get every second. It's the realities of the NFL. I'm not playing a violin. I'm not boo-hoo. He's highly paid. He's going to be fine. He's just not wrong.
He's not wrong.
He's not. That's my only point. He's not wrong.
I want to make sure I'm clear, and I'm not saying, Juwan, get your ass back to practice.
Nope.
Suck up for the $7.5 million that you're set to make this year. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just telling you the way that I think the Niners are operating. And I think the Niners are operating in this situation with the idea that we're not going to bend. We're not going to bend to Juwan Jennings. And it pains us to do that because we love Juwan, but we have, for years now, been beaten by our star players, our quality players. We've been beaten in the negotiations. It's part of the reason why we feel like we're kind of stuck in this contract limbo. Now we got a highly paid quarterback that's going to come due next season. That big money is going to come due next season. We can't afford to keep losing these deals, no matter how big or small. They regret Ayuk the second they signed Ayuk last year.
Yeah, and but what I really wish I knew, I think it would help this conversation because a lot of people are really dug in, and I get it. I really do understand when people are like, "You signed a contract. Like, what would you want the Niners to do? It's not in their best interest to." I would love to know what's actually being asked for. And I think that would really help shape this.
It would.
If Juwan Jennings is asked, you know, because people have these wild kind of scenarios that, if he's asking for 17 a year, I don't think he is, but I could be wrong.
Who knows?
I have no clue what he's asking for. But if he's asking for, will you just put some frosting on the cake and put some guarantees in it, then to be real, especially in the situation they're in, then I'm on his side. If he wants to double his salary, then I'm on the Niners' side. That's why I'm sitting here telling you all week, I can see both sides here. But the real answer to who's right and who's wrong, it lies in what's being asked for. And I don't know what's being asked for. I mean, we don't even fully 100% know that anything's being asked for. But we think. It feels that way to me.
Unless it is just frosting on top and it's a small thing here and there, I think that's as much as the Niners feel like they would be comfortable doing. That's my read on the situation. Yeah. I don't think they want to do anything more than that. That's how I view it. Like, if they are in a situation that they're currently in where you have your healthy receivers are a second round rookie who struggled to stay healthy last year through no fault of his own, but struggled to stay healthy last year. Sky Moore, who you just acquired, Robbie Chosen and Isaiah Hodgins as your guys who have been in the NFL and have caught passes before. And your reaction is to go out and acquire one of those guys as opposed to, all right, Juwan, here's the extra $2 million you wanted. Just get back into camp now, please. Out of that screams to me, we are not interested in talking business with you right now, Juwan. Sorry.
Well, and then you have to accept that.
Yeah.
And then Juwan gets to decide where he wants to take
that. The issue with Juwan, or for the Niners, is this is not unlike what happened last year with Ayuk and 2 years ago with Bosa. Last year and 2 years ago, neither of those guys were signed either at this time.
A lot more money involved.
A lot more money. But Juwan can say, Ayuk was signed on the 29th of August last year, I think. And Bosa was signed, on the Wednesday before week one? The Tuesday or Wednesday before week one, he's got more time. He can just continue to sit out if he wants and wait and see if the Niners finally bend.
We asked Greg Cosell yesterday, NFL Films, how vital Jennings is to the Niners.
He is vital to what they do, but what it begs the question, and you're seeing it, for instance, in Washington with Terry McLaurin, who's obviously got a bigger track record than Jennings, but the question is, how important is a receiver to his team versus where does he stand in the group of receivers in the league? Jennings, to me, is very important to the Niners, but I don't think anybody's going to say that he's a top five receiver in the league.
Yeah, and I by the way, my perception is I don't think Juwan is saying that.
He better not be.
And again, I'm team Niners if Juwan is like, I want $26 million a year. Like, bleep that. But if he's asking for some guarantees, because football hurts, and he was awesome last year, and he blocks downfield for you, and you're starting Sky Moore, then he's right. Then he's right. My opinion. 888-957-9570. We can keep going with this, and wait to hear what Greg said about Mr. Purdy. That is coming up. Also, immediately coming up, we will give you the code word that is going to allow you to text in to try to win your fantasy draft at Splash at Thrive City next Tuesday night. So more on that coming up immediately. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Grandy's in for Dibs, Willard and Dibs.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.